Welcome back, everybody, to Amud Yomi, Chapter Daf, Dalet Amud Aleph 4a, and we are on the very bottom of Daf Gimel Amud Beis 3b, and we were in the middle of discussion of many different teachings of Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, so let's continue from there. So says the Gemara of Amud Rabbi Yishuv and Levi, Rabbi Yishuv and Levi also said top of Dalet Amud Aleph now. Lod Ono v'Geah Harashim Mukavus Chomim Mos Yishuv ben Nun Havu. So the cities of Lod, Ono, and Geah Harashim, these were all cities that were surrounded by walls in the time of Yishuv ben Nun, and therefore they read the Megillah on the 15th of Adar, as we've pointed out earlier in the Masechta. Asks the Gemara, Ani Yishuv ben Ane, did Yehoshua build these cities? Basically, what this really means to ask is, were these cities really in existence in the times of Yehoshua? V'ha El Pal Benane. But really, this person El Pal built them, as it says, Diksev, Unei El Pal Ever Misham V'shemen Hu Bana Es Ono Ves Lod V'Nosea. The Pasuk in Divrei HaYamim tells us about the fact that it wasn't Yehoshua that made these cities. It was really El Pal, who's a much later person, who came. So it doesn't seem like these cities were actually walled or even in existence from the times of Yehoshua Benam. But ask Gemara Tamech, but according to your reasoning, that it's all in the times of El Pal, it couldn't have really been in the times of El Pal either, because Asa Benani, because really Asa, who lived after El Pal, he's the one that built them, because the Pasuk says, Diksev Ayiven Asa Zarei Abturos Asher Le'Yudah. It says that this Asa built it afterwards, so it doesn't even come in the time of El Pal. Rather, what do we mean to say? Amar Rebbe Lazar, Ha'unei Mukavos Chomim Mos Yehoshua Ben Nun Havu. Really, these were cities that were surrounded by walls in the times of Yehoshua. Chor Bimei Pilegish Giva. And then they were destroyed during the episode of Pilegish Begiva. This is a whole big episode quoted in Sefer Shoftim, where there was basically a civil war that broke out between Shevet Binyamin and all the other Shvatim, where Shevet Binyamin and the cities of Binyamin was basically destroyed. So it was destroyed during that time. V'asa El Pal Benane. So El Pal came and rebuilt them. And Hadur Inpol Asa Shaptinu. And then they fell again. And Asa came and he restored them. So we see that these really were walled cities from the times of Yehoshua Ben, and that's why it makes sense that they would have the status of a walled city. Now comes the Gemara and just proves the fact that Asa really just restored these cities that were already in existence. Dekanami, we could also learn this from the fact they said, Vayomer Yehuda Nivne Es Ha'arim Ha'ilah. The Pasuk tells us in Divrei Hayamim as well that Asa came and said, let us build these cities. By the fact that he said, let us build these cities, Makal De'arim Havu Me'ikar, this implies that they were already cities before they even began to build them. Shema Amina, we see again from here that Asa was just restoring cities that were already in existence. Good. Now comes the Gemara with another statement of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, a very famous one. I'm Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Nashim Chayavos B'Mikra Megillah. Women are obligated to read in Megillah, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah where we would expect that women might be pater. They are still going to be chayav in this situation. Sha'af hein hayu ba'osu anis, because they were also involved in the miracle. Machlokas in the Rishonim, whether this means that the miracle happened because of them, like Esther was the main player in this whole miracle, or that they were also saved from this decree of Haman, not for us right now. Big Tosfos over here if you want to take a look. But we see that women are going to be chayav over here because af hein hayu ba'osu anis. Another teaching from Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Amar Yishuv ben Levi, Purim shechalios b'Shabbos, if Purim falls out on Shabbos, in which situation we said that the Megillah is not allowed to be read on Shabbos. So we move the Megillah reading earlier because of this Gezeirah D'Rabbah, we're afraid you're going to come in to carry the Megillah on Shabbos. Sholem v'dor shem minyano shel yom. Still, we should make sure to go ahead and learn Hilchos Purim on Shabbos, meaning we should make sure to learn all about Purim, and the rabbi should give a drusha about Purim. Even though you're not allowed to read the Megillah, you should still do this. The Havamina is what you would have thought, is that maybe learning about the Megillah would have led you to carrying the Megillah as well, Kamash Malan. So we come to teach that this is not the case. It's not going to cause you to go ahead and do that. But ask the Gemara, my area Purim, why specifically mention Purim to teach us that on the day when it falls out on Shabbos, we should still make sure to learn Hilchos Purim? I feel Yom Tov Nami. Any yontif has this halacha. The tani because it's taught in the brisa. Moshe tikin lem liyisrael. Moshe taught for all the Jewish people shiushalom v'dorshim minyanu shalom, that they should make sure to have shiurim and ask questions and be involved in the holidays of that time. Hilchos Pesach b'Pesach, the laws of Pesach on Pesach, Hilchos Atzeres b'Atzeres, the laws of Shavuos on Shavuos, Hilchos Chag b'Chag, and the halachos of Sukkos on Sukkos. So we should always make sure to learn that which we are in the middle of. So answer the Gemara, no, Purim Yitzrichale. We need a separate teaching over here from Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi to teach us this about Purim, because Mahu Detema, you might have thought Nigzra Mishum de Rabba, Kamash Malan. You might have thought that because we have this halacha of Rabba, that you're not allowed to read the Megillah on Shabbos, lest you come to carry a Megillah on Shabbos. So the same thing would apply to learning, Kamash Malan. We learn that this does not apply and there's no such prohibition. Another statement of Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. A person is obligated to go ahead and read the Megillah at night, on the night of Purim, and then to repeat it again during the day. Now, comes the Gemara and tells us that this language of the Lishnosa Bayom is a bit confusing. To repeat it during the day, Lishnosa sounds like you should teach it or learn it. So comes the Gemara and says, Savarmina. So the students who heard this halacha from him, they thought, Lemikre Balela, that you should make sure to read the Megillah at night, Vilamisna Masnisin Didabiyamama. And what you're going to do during the days, Vilishnosa Bayom, means you're going to learn the Mishnayos during the day. So you're only going to read the Megillah once at night, and then you're going to learn all the halachos and the Mishnayos during the day. So Amrul Rabbi Yirmiyah, Rabbi Yirmiyah said back to them, No, it has been explained to me personally by Rabbi Chiya Baraba, that Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi meant that someone has has to repeat the Megillah. You got to make sure to repeat it during the day. As people say that I'm going to finish this and then I'm going to repeat it, that's really what it's referring to, that we're going to make sure to say the Megillah again. Itmarnami. This ruling of Rabbi Shimon Levi was also stated by another Amor who had a different limud for it. He learned it from a different Pasuk. Amri b'chavu Amor Uga Bira up. Chayav Adam Lekrosa Es HaMegillah B'Layla V'Lashnos HaMayom. A person has to go and read the Megillah at night and repeat it during the day. Shenemar L'man Yizamercha Kavod V'Lidom Hashem Elokai Li'olam Odek. As the Pasuk says, that my soul might sing to you and not be still. Hashem, my God, forever I will thank you. We learn from here that you're going to read it at night and during the day as well. The Rav has a whole yesod as to why these two psukim have been really expressing two different elements of the Megillah. Not for us right now. This is Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful day.